You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to have a returning guest to our studio here in beautiful downtown Exeter. Chris Hauk is here representing the Providence Singers. She is the communications director. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be back.
It's nice to have you back with us and into 2012 with a new season for the Providence Singers. Actually, a 40th year, I believe. Is that correct?
That's right. It's our 40th anniversary.
40th anniversary of the Providence Singers. They are a wonderful group. If you haven't caught them in concert, make sure you do after we tell you about where you can do that.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that's going to be on Sunday, March 3rd.
4th.
What, March, that's what I said, Sunday, March 4th. I said that. You just thought you heard March 3rd.
Yeah.
Sunday, March 4th at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Providence. And what is going to be performed that day?
We will be singing and playing an unbelievable work called Benjamin Britten's War Requiem.
Ah, well, that's pretty famous. That's not...
Yes.
That's been around for a while.
It has. It was written in 1962.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite popular, and it's an amazing piece of music that you want to take in. And this isn't going to be your average production with just, you know, a few people from Providence singing this and a few people from Providence playing this. This is a very large production. Tell us...
This is a four-way collaboration between the Providence Singers, the New England Philharmonic Orchestra, a chorus in Boston called Chorus Pro Musica, and the Boston Children's Chorus, plus three vocal soloists. So there are going to be over 300 musicians performing this piece.
So 300 musicians, all in the cathedral.
Yes.
On Sunday afternoon, starting at 3:30.
Yes.
Wow, it's going to be amazing.
It really is going to be amazing. So there's going to be a very large sound. And it's going to be a very gorgeous sound because this piece, if you're at all familiar with Benjamin Britten, he was a modern composer with an older soul, if that makes any sense. His music has aspects of 20th century dissonance, but you almost don't notice it because it's just so gorgeous. And you'll hear that in the recordings that we're playing today.
Great. All right. We have a lot of music to play today, but several of the pieces that we want you to hear are quite lengthy. So today we will listen to portions of some of these, and Chris will tell you about them as they come up. But remember, if you want to hear the whole thing, then all you have to do is buy a ticket, which we'll tell you about a little bit later. But right now we'll get to the first piece of music. Tell us what this is going to be, Chris.
Well, the first movement, the piece is a war requiem, which is to say that Britten was writing a requiem for war. He was hoping very optimistically that war would eventually end, that humans would eventually figure out that it's not the best way to resolve conflicts. And so in a way, he's trying to put war itself to rest.
Okay.
And the very first movement is called Requiem Aeternam, and it's a blend of the traditional Latin mass and some poems by a World War I soldier named Wilfred Owen, who I'll talk about it in a little bit.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Well, certainly dramatic music, to say the least.
It's very dramatic.
Very dramatic and very... I guess the impression you get is it's not hard to tell that this is about war and strife, just to say the least. So, okay, we want to make sure people know where to get tickets and how to get tickets. So what do they do?
The best way to get tickets is to visit our website, which is providencesingers.org. We've set up a PayPal site where you can either use your PayPal account or your credit card. No service fee whatsoever. And tickets are $32 adults, $26 for groups of six or more, and through a grant from the Carter Fund, we're able to offer free tickets for students with ID.
Free tickets for students, you said. Wow.
We usually offer discounted tickets for students, but we're very grateful to the Carter Fund. We're able to offer them for free for students this time.
And just to clarify, the group rate of $26 is $26 each for tickets groups of six or more. All right. We got all that straightened out. ProvidenceSingers.org.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to do that. Go to the website. Check it out. There'll be a lot of information there about how to go about it. Okay. What do we have next?
Coming up next, we have a movement called Dies Irae, which means Day of Wrath.
Day of Wrath.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is a very lengthy piece. So again, we will just listen to a portion of that. We'll listen to as much as possible and then take a short break and be back with more of the Providence Singers.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we are listening to the Requiem, Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, that is going to be performed by the Providence Singers. And we're listening to the Requiem, Chris, but it's not the Providence Singers performing. It's actually the London Symphony Orchestra on this recording, right?
Yes, that's right.
Just so you have that all straight, because the performance hasn't happened yet. So in order to get those 300 and something people on that music, you've got to go there on Sunday, March 3rd. March 4th. See, I wrote down March 3rd. That's the problem.
Okay.
March 3rd, you're going to be somewhere else.
Yes, on March 3rd, we're performing in Boston. We're doing the same work. Basically, this is like a home and away series in baseball. We're playing on Boston's turf, and then the Boston Ensembles are coming to play on our turf the following day.
Well, that's nice of them to be able to come down and see a nicer city. All right.
Yeah, and we're pretty excited about this because the piece was originally written to be performed at Coventry Cathedral in England when it was reconsecrated after they rebuilt it after World War II. And so we're singing it in Boston in a cathedral, and then we're singing it again in Providence in a cathedral.
Now, all these singers have an additional challenge, not only learning the music, but obviously some of this is not in English, so we're listening to Latin, correct?
That's right. Although it's not really that far off the beaten path for us, because Requiem texts are usually similar from one composer's Requiem to another. They're all based on the Latin Mass for the dead. But in this particular work, Benjamin Britten uses the chorus for the traditional Latin parts and blends it with individual voices singing war poetry written by World War I soldier Wilfred Owen.
Okay, and that's where the soloists will come involved.
Yes.
That you mentioned that are going to be there. Okay. So we've got all that straightened out. London Symphony Orchestra you've been listening to. But on Sunday, March 4th at 3:30, you'll be able to listen to the Providence Singers along with friends from Boston.
Yes.
Which is going to be a large group. So now we'll go to another piece of music, and this is another middle part of the Requiem.
That's right. This movement is called Offertorium, and the Latin part is translated as "Deliver the souls of the faithful departed from the pains of hell," and that's blended with the tenor and baritone reciting, you know, singing, reciting some of Wilfred Owen's poetry.
Okay, and we'll try to get most of this one in. It's a little bit lengthy, but we'll try to squeeze this all in.
Thank you. the wounded, went and took the fire with him, and a knife. And as they sojourned both of them together,
Isaac the first one spake and said, "My father, my father."
Still, they're sending their roads.
Chris, if people would like more information, they can get a lot more information by going to the website, right?
Yes, we have all of the texts, so you can see how the Latin Mass and Wilfred Owen's poetry fits together up on the website. And we have some notes about Wilfred Owen's life and his biography, and some, you know, some very well-written program notes,
okay,
so that you can find out what's going on before you arrive.
That's providencesingers.org, and mm-hmm, check that all out. And we're going to quickly get to another piece of music before we take the next break.
Okay, and this is the Sanctus. Holy, 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 merged with a poem by Wilfred Owen called The End.
Okay, we'll listen to that, or a portion of that anyway, then take a short break and be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with the Providence Singers and enjoying listening to great music that is Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, which is going to be performed Sunday, March 4th at 3:30 at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in Providence. And you can get information about that performance by going to providencesingers.org. Chris, so we want to get in as much music as possible, but first of all, we did talk about how many people will be performing, hundreds, literally.
Yes, literally 300.
And then there will also be some soloists.
That's right. Three of these 300 people include our soprano soloist, Sarah Pelletier, tenor soloist, Frank Kelly, and baritone soloist Sumner Thompson. They're all experts from the local Boston, Providence, Attleboro area, and we're thrilled to have such great talent so close to home.
Excellent. Well, we have, as we have been going along, we've been listening to mostly pieces of the music that'll be performed, but in this next one, we get to listen to the whole thing. Tell us about this.
This is an unusually short movement in this particular work, and the title is Agnus Dei, which, if you're familiar with requiems in general, you'll recognize as the Lamb of God. And this is blended with poetry of Wilfred Owen, once again, that actually relates in a metaphorical way to the crucifixion.
Okay, here we go. Chris, we've been able to squeeze quite a bit of music in today. Before we go, I would like to say that the Providence Singers is an organization which is occasionally welcoming new members and new people, right?
Yes, absolutely. We consider ourselves ordinary people who get together to do something extraordinary.
Well, see, if our audience was able to see you in the studio, they would know you're not an ordinary person.
Well, we're all ordinary in some ways and extraordinary in others. The whole volunteer chorus is built around the idea that everyone You know, we all have a voice.
And everybody has a part.
Yeah, everyone has a part.
Okay.
And if you've worked hard at your music and you're a good, strong singer, we would like to have you come and audition for us.
So the thing to do is to be at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul on Sunday afternoon, March 4th. Be there probably 3 o'clock is a good idea. Get there. And the performance will start at 3:30. And you can get tickets online by going to providencesingers.org. And then you check it out and you watch the wonderful performance. You say, I'd like to do that. And then are there auditions that happen a certain time of year?
Actually, we're having auditions shortly before the concert.
Oh.
Not the day of the concert, but in the week or two before the concert to prepare for an upcoming concert we have with the Rhode Island Philharmonic.
In the spring?
In the spring, yes.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll get more information about that later. But right now we have time for one last piece of music. Again, it's considerably long, so we will just listen to a short piece of it and try to entice you to go to the cathedral and listen to the entire performance.
Right. And this piece, you know, like many of the other movements, will range from high drama to solace, and at the very end there's a sense of peace. I don't know if we'll get that far today because it's a fairly lengthy movement, which is another reason why you should come to the concert. You need to hear how this ends.
Right.
We're going to leave you in a little bit of suspense. But
yeah,
this movement
definitely
is,
leave you in suspense.
This movement is called Libera Me, which is essentially Free Me. And there's a poem blended with it called Strange Meeting.
Okay.
And you'll be intrigued by the strange meeting. So visit us online and read the text and then come to the concert.
Thanks for being here, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Until next time, I'm Mike Mano. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.